And all those that love God and liberty listening in around the world tonight, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from Indiana, USA. Good to be back with you on this Tuesday evening, folks, and the second day of our new year. And it is turning out to be an exciting one here in this area. We had six tornado warnings in the last couple days. We had an earthquake, and something else, too, that I can't remember, but I think it's because I'm all shook up. I think so. Yes, I will be very happy. My bride told me yesterday that it'd be very good to get back to the great Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Yes, I don't understand it, how people live in such a tumultuous area. But I give them credit. They have a great intestinal fortitude. Every time the warm air hits the cool air, which happens a lot in Idaho, but down here they have tornadoes. And it's incredible. You know, my wife and I went out yesterday. She's trying to walk a little bit. We took the two attack Yorkies on leashes, took a little walk, and we walked out probably half a mile, three-quarters of a mile, and it looked like a tornado was coming. It was a sunny afternoon yesterday, and then we looked up, and black clouds were coming in on us like gangbusters, and we started back for the house right away. And when we got back, sure enough, there was tornado warnings out. So I just don't know, folks. I think the Indiana people are very, very good people, wonderful people. They've treated us very, very well. But I just can't wait till we can get back to the great Rocky Mountains. That's right, where the weather is the weather, and it doesn't change and get violent on you every time the warm air and the cool air hits. But that's the way it is in this part of the country. Well, we'll be right back and get into the program here. We're going to give you some information here on lawyers. Somebody sent this over to us. A friend of ours sent it over to our Police and Military Association. So we'll be right back and talk about lawyers for a few minutes. Our favorite subject, don't you know? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Music. It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years, and gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big-money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Back to the Officer Jack McLam program, folks. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam. And I tell you what, I want to thank Betty for sending this over to us, to our Police and Military Association. It brought tears to my eyes. It truly did. I just read that about a half hour ago as I'm preparing for the program. I want to read it to you. It's about lawyers here. Here it goes, folks. Lawyers should never ask a witness a question that they aren't prepared for the answer to. At the start of a trial, a southern small-town prosecuting attorney asked his first witness, a grandmotherly elderly woman, to the stand. When she arrived at the stand, he approached her and asked, "Mrs. Jones, do you know me?" She responded, "Yes, I do know you, Mr. Williams. I've known you since you were a young boy, and frankly, I've been very disappointed in you. You've been a very big disappointment to me. You lie, you cheat on your wife, you manipulate people and talk about them behind their backs. You think you're a big shot when you haven't the brains to realize that you'll never amount to anything more than a two-bit paper pusher. Yes, I know you, sir." The lawyer was stunned, not knowing what to do next. He pointed across the room and asked, "Mrs. Jones, do you know the defense attorney?" She again replied, "Why, yes, I do. I've known Mr. Bradley since he was a youngster, too. He's a lazy, bigoted, and he has a drinking problem. He can't build a normal relationship with anyone, and his law practice is one of the worst in the entire state. Not to mention he cheats on his wife with three different women, one of them your own wife. Yes, I know him. Well, the defense attorney almost died. The judge right away asked both counselors, lawyers, to approach the bench, and in a very quiet voice he said, if either of you ask her if she knows me, I'll throw you both in jail for contempt. Don't you love honesty, folks? Honesty in the courtroom is hard to come by, it seems. Okay, well, that brought tears to my eyes. It really did. I'm going to be using that. I'm going to be putting that in Aiden Abet Police Military Newsletter. That ranks right up there with some of the best. Okay, thank you, Grandma. Thank you, Grandma, for that one. Sure cleared the wax out of their ears, if nothing more. All right, folks. Let's get into things serious now. We've got a veteran here, Vietnam veteran. I'm a Vietnam era vet myself, a war vet. And Tim Abbott is a Vietnam veteran who lives in southwestern Virginia, the town of Hillsville, a very conservative blue-collar community that tends to vote Republican and bleed red, white, and blue. Good patriots there. But like an increasing number of veterans, Abbott is fed up with President George W. Bush. Hear, hear. Bush talks a lot about freedom, says Abbott. Courage, transparent government, and rule of law. He talks about it, yes, Abbott says. His speeches are carefully choreographed by audiences before audiences of his faithful, often Christian fundamentalists who, to paraphrase Bush, Christian fascist, and they must sign loyalty oaths to Bush. He speaks before audiences after audience of soldiers and sailors who cannot speak except as directed by the White House. Normally, such comments would be risky in a mountain town where patriotism rules supreme, but Abbott expressed his views this week in an op-ed article of the Roanoke Times and found many people agreeing with him. Here he goes again. Here's part of Tim Abbott's quote. He says, when I think of Bush, I do not think of liberty and courage, compassion and justice. No, I think of arrogance, greed, and lies, Abbott wrote. He's a thug. He's a buffoon, a coward. Not only is he incompetent, he is totally corrupt. In normal times, these would be fighting words, and Abbott would do well to avoid lunch at Hillsdale Diner, the main street eatery where the locals gathered to discuss politics. But George W. Bush's times are not normal times, and Abbott is greeted warmly on the streets of Hillsville. In his mission accomplished foray, Bush wore a military uniform, something no president has done since George Washington, and Washington only wore the uniform to quell a rebellion, Abbott said. Around the world, he has replaced the Soviet gulag with the Bush gulags where men may be tortured. Abbott's comments come when his website revealed that the Pentagon has ordered soldiers home from Iraq for holiday leave to give pro-war interviews to their hometown newspapers and television stations. The Pentagon has ordered this. This did not surprise a veteran who learned about military duplicity in Vietnam. And Abbott goes on to say, others before whom he speaks may ask no questions, meaning Bush. He runs from journalists, as we have seen in China, even on those rare occasions that he speaks before them. Abbott says of Bush, and I quote, even worse, he has paid journalists to say good things about him and his policies. He also produces propaganda from government offices that he offers as news reports, and many protests against his policies are diverted well away from his sight and hearing. In recent weeks, I've spoken to dozens of vets of Vietnam, Desert Storm, and the present invasion of Iraq, and most speak with anger towards Bush and his policies. Soldiers serve under a code of honor, something they say Bush lacks. Quote, Bush is the kind is of a kind with the dictators, strutting, sanctimonious buffoon who talks democracy but acts like Saddam Hussein, Abbott says. Bush might differ in degree from Hussein, but having been in power as long, but by not having been in power as long, but in behavior, with torture and corruption of government, they are the same kind. While al-Qaeda is an enemy of the values and principles of the United States and Western civilization and must be confronted, it can do no more than kill people and destroy property. Bush can subvert our principles and institutions. He is a greater enemy. Yes, this came out in Capitol Hills Blue, folks. Capitol Hills Blue once again has published an article by a soldier, Vietnam veteran, very proud American, from the hills of Virginia, and his name is Tim Abbott, and we thank our brother Tim Abbott for standing up and speaking out and telling the truth, because what he said here, folks, is the truth. Only thing that he is a little bit lacks knowledge on is al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is an enemy of our values and principles of the United States. Remember, Bush says they hate our lifestyle, they hate our freedom. Well, that's not true, and al-Qaeda probably is a creation of the CIA, it seems like, at our the information we've received at our two police and military association. But thanks a lot, once again, for Capitol Hills Blue, Doug Thompson, for running Tim Abbott's article about the Bush administration. Okay, this is a day that I want to, once again, folks, open up the phone lines to you. It's the first of the year, and yesterday we had a couple buddies who didn't get in, and I apologize for that. We just flat run out of time. One was our dear favorite Marine there in Little Rock, Drew Raines. Hope Drew's listening and will call back tonight. But and also others tried to get in and could not because we just run out of time. So we'd love to hear from you here at the first of the year. And if you wouldn't mind, tell us what you're going to be doing this year and what this year is going to be like for you and your family, do you believe, okay? But you can talk about whatever you'd like to. That number, if you'd like to call in tonight, folks, is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Paul, who's there? Okay, let's go to Roger in Pennsylvania. Roger, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Yeah, thanks, Officer Jack. Yeah, you do, I've been wanting to call you like for months and months. You just do such a great job on there. I can't take this big smile off my face listening to you there.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Roger. Well, you're making my head big, man. You're making my head big. My hat won't fit.
Well, there you go. So, we can form a mutual.
Yeah, right.
But I'm kind of loaded for bear on this Klingenschmidt chaplain, but maybe you covered that already. I also missed too many of your shows here lately.
Yeah, but please share that with us. I did that about a week ago, but there's some updates on it. He's on a hunger strike, and guess he's doing what I would do if I could be there with him, brother. And I think you would too, Roger. Go right ahead.
Yeah, and just before that, the thing I would mean to ask you: had you ever tried to get? Probably botched the name. I'm thinking Elaine Donnelly of Women's Forum or something like that on the military issues. Had you ever tried to get her on the show?
No, I never have.
That'd be a very good idea, as you probably well realize. She tends to focus on women in the military and related issues.
Yes.
But a very, very worthy topic and not too dangerously close to the conventional paradigm. And so there's lots of good to be mined out of that, I think.
Okay.
Did I get the name right?
I think it's Elaine Donnelly, isn't it?
Close enough.
Elaine Dollar, however you said it. Yeah, I believe you're right. Yeah.
And that Klingenschmidt, when you come out of the break.
Okay. Yeah. Are you going to hold on a minute, Roger?
Yeah, if you please.
Okay, yeah. Bring us up to date if you know where the military officer Klingenschmidt is, because he was thrown out because he mentioned the name Jesus Christ in his sermons, I believe, something like that. Be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years, and gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McGlam program, and I guess some people are really laughing over that lawyer joke. I'll tell you what, don't you love grandmothers? So many of them just speak the truth right out there. And Paul, I just sent it over to your email, by the way, brother. Paul, our board op here wants to, he wasn't able to hear it. But let's go right back now. Brother, are you there?
Oh, yeah, and that joke was rich.
I laughed here for about 5 minutes. I kept breaking me up thinking about that grandmother riding out those two attorneys.
Oh, you keep pounding it out somehow, Brent. Hey, okay, yeah. Captain Military Chaplain Gordon James Klingenschmitt. Now, bear in mind, we have now some 70-plus chaplains who have been run out of the various branches of the military for using such foul language as Jesus and you must be born again, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yes.
And now I want to be careful to front load all possible wiggle room out of George Bush's position on this.
Yes.
And you will please correct me if I make the tiniest logical leap here, okay?
Okay, go right ahead.
Okay. Now, some 70-some congressmen have joined together to call the president to protect, by executive order, the constitutional right of military chaplains to pray according to their faith. And now a simple executive order stating that pray according to their pray and preach according to their respective faith.
Right.
Now, the admirals in the Pentagon have basically stripped him of his uniform. They've forbid him to pray in the name of Jesus in public unless he's wearing civilian clothes. The chaplain himself states, today I'm beginning a hunger strike. This was started on the 17th of December.
Right. Uh-huh.
And this communion bread will be my last meal, as I call upon the president to protect religious freedom and issue an executive order allowing chaplains to pray according to their faith traditions.
Uh-huh.
So all this week I will pray in front of the White House at 6 p.m. for President Bush to have the courage to sign this order.
Oh, boy, now, brother, this really puts Bush in a bind, doesn't he? He says he's a Christian, but
yes
now,
and no.
Boy,
yes
this
and no.
is really tough on him.
Yeah. Now, that chaplain, he himself displayed real courage, but he was flat wrong when he used the phrase for President Bush to have the courage to sign this order, because none but the most satanic of ACLU types would be willing to embarrass themselves by objecting to such an order. We all
True.
Know that.
Yeah.
So there's no courage or political capital expended in Bush giving such an order. Nevertheless, and I see my prediction is Bush is going to cave, but only partially. In other words, he's going to provide some kind of executive, and I could be wrong in him caving even that far.
Uh-huh.
But
yeah.
Because he's going to still, nothing so simple as like what the chaplain suggested, but, you know, something providing yet enough wiggle room for them to continue to stomp on Christian expression. That's going to be Bush's kind of half-baked solution, if any.
You're probably right, brother, yeah. Because the demons inside that man are probably in upheaval, thinking that he might have to come out and say it's okay to pray in the name of Jesus.
Now, of course, Bush, beyond doubt, is a deeply religious man. The only subsidiary question being, what religion?
What religion, that's right.
And none of this, if he does cave, his delay alone will have cemented in stone, this is where you'll correct me if I go the least bit too far.
Okay.
None of this will change the fact that not inside George Bush could possibly exist the tiniest little Christian. That's just like a given.
Yes, true. Uh-huh.
If he caves at all, it will only be from embarrassment. And I'm going to do my own small part to help in that memo, in that measure. Now, in a memo obtained by CBN News, the chief of Navy chaplains said that any chaplains' continued insistence on ending public prayers in the name of Jesus in all situations without using discretion or regards to the venue or audience could reasonably tend to denigrate those with different forms of faith. Well, Klingenschmitt has changed that. Now there's a move to kick him out of the military. He says he'll be out in the street without a job. My family will be evicted from military housing, and I'll have no retirement after 14 years. Now that's with high service marks.
Yeah.
And so he'll simply and sufficiently, he'll be terminated from the Navy because he prays in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Now you have
brother, let me ask you a favor here.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you could? I have since lost that. I went over it about a week ago. Is there any way you could get that? Let me finish here now. And figure out what we can do to help this guy, if it's sending a letter to George W. Bush, or what's our action? I'll lead this charge here on the radio. If you can tell us what's the best course of action, you sound like a very knowledgeable and reasonable man, and I'll bet you there's a course of action that we should take and can take, and I want to announce it on the air here so we can take it, okay?
Well, first and foremost, even this will be easy at some measure to penetrate through that thin soup that sadly passes for too much of so-called Christian radio.
Right, yes. Okay, well, hang on. I don't want to let you go yet because I want to do something on this to help that brother and help all chaplains in the military to be able to pray in the name of Jesus Christ. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, and I have thought several times about this chaplain, the captain, who is on a hunger strike outside the White House because the government, as expected, of course, is banning Christ from even the military and from the chaplains, using his name in their sermons and in their prayers. So let's go back now to our brother. And continue on, my friend, and tell us what you've got there for us. We've got to have a form of action to help this fella, and the best way is to get involved.
Getting out the word broadly and widely is the best we can do. And then secondarily, often I'd say primarily, but I think in this case secondarily, to call our congressmen, of course, and our senators. This is a rare case when that's kind of secondary, I think. And I just want to catalog a few of his sins. The chaplain's sins, and then get off of here as quick as I can with a reference to find this. Now, he does, of course, face sudden termination with a dishonorable discharge without retirement. He's been punished in writing 3 times by his commanding officer upon the advice of 4 senior chaplains. I guess that's Church of Satan Division. And now even the chief of naval chaplains, because, and here's what he's done wrong. Number one, Chaplain Klingenschmitt quoted non-inclusive scriptures such as John 3:36 during an optionally attended memorial service in the chapel. And Number two, he prays publicly in the name of Jesus against official Navy doctrine. That's as of about 1998.
Brother, my goodness.
That forbids sectarian prayers. Number three, Chaplain Klingenschmitt caused a stir by requesting kosher meals for a very hungry, hardworking, and dedicated Jewish sailor who lost 17 pounds for lack of food over the space of a year.
Well, that's a real crime.
Now,
yeah.
He's basically only been able to live on peanut butter sandwiches. Mm-hmm. Now, the sailor, that's for like a year. The chaplain's been bounced around, was it like a dozen or 20 appropriate chain of command channels trying to secure something for this Jewish sailor to eat. This is including his senior military chaplains, master chiefs, etc. So he finally managed to secure one tiny case of about 30 kosher compatible MREs, enough to last for 30 days if the sailor would have the good grace to confine himself to one meal a day. Now, this was a supply for at least a half-year deployment. And then number four, Captain Klingenschmitt refused to support government-mandated church quotas. When senior chaplains convinced an admiral to force scores of young sailors to attend a mandatory pro-homosexual church.
Good grief.
Now,
my gosh.
This Klingenschmitt guy, he's pretty terrible, isn't he?
He's terrible. I tell you what.
Can you believe a Christian would do things like that?
Unbelievable. That's the new Christianity today, brother, and that is go along to get along. And the preachers all preach today that we must obey everything evil government tells us to do because all evil government's of God. And that's what the preachers do, except for our good captain here. He's going by the holy word of God is his problem.
And now even the otherwise almost universally worthless ACLJ, American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow, Pat Robertson spinoff, even they've now submitted over 170,000 petition signatures delivered to the White House to get him to cave and issue the executive order. Now, we all know that perhaps maybe exceeding 90% of executive orders are, in fact, unconstitutional.
True.
That does not make them unconstitutional as a class.
Yes.
Okay. So that, yeah. That's just about run out of hot air. I transcribed a lot of that near verbatim off of Derry Brownfield about a week and 4 days ago here on the rare and very valuable commodity. I don't know how he affords it, but we have to subsidize the RBN and that very precious, freely accessible archive without which other people wouldn't necessarily log on if they have to pay for those show downloads. It's very important to support to keep that archive available on a free basis.
Well, that's what's happening there at RBN. A lot of good things are happening, brother, so thanks for bringing that up.
I expect that bandwidth is hellishly expensive, but it needs to be subsidized by those who can afford to do so and to keep RBN flush. It's barely getting by, I think, and this is one possibility where it's possible to express all range of opinions. You can be the most various communist all the way up to a true paleo-constitutionalist and have your opinions aired. And, if you're a liberal, you want to call in and make yourself...
True. Yeah, very much so.
Look ridiculous. This is a good opportunity.
That's true.
Well, God bless you.
And, hey, thank you so much, brother. Hey, this was very important you brought up tonight. I'm so happy that you refreshed everybody's memory to pray. First of all, pray for the good captain over there, doing only what the Bible tells him to do and not going through the traditions of men. And we need to get behind him. So, brother, thank you so much for bringing that up again, okay? If you find a path that we should follow, call back if you will.
Any idea?
Phone numbers, email, whatever, you let us know, okay?
There's got to be a dozen ideas better than mine. God bless.
Okay, brother, take care. God bless you. Man, that's great. Yeah, I thought about him last week again on his hunger strike, folks, and we really need to pray for this captain, but also we have to make some noise. And I'm sitting here, I don't have anything to tell you where to go on this issue, so I've got to do some research and bring it up again. But we, I mean, this is incredible. They have, you have chaplains now for Wicca, the witchcraft and sorcery, and they have for Satanism and everything in the military now. And you can't pray in the name of Jesus Christ. You can't give a sermon in the name of Jesus Christ. This is an abomination, folks, and we need to get on top of this thing and make those changes. You can pray to all kinds of gods and demons and all in the military, but you can't pray to Jesus Christ. So anyway, I'll do some more research on that myself, see what we can come up with here. Folks, the phone lines are open if you'd like to call in tonight and talk about everything, anything in the new year here, what means something to you, what's important to you, about what we should focus on. I'm so happy he called, because that's something we need to focus on that we can do something about right now for our captain chaplain there, who's trying to get his uniform back and be able to pray in the name of Jesus Christ. But our phone number is, if you would like to call in tonight, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. All right. Now, we have something else I want to bring to your attention. It's pretty sickening, but it's real. It's reality, and I'm looking at it right here in my hand. But as an old cop, I've seen a lot of this, and that is human bodies that have been destroyed, basically, human bodies that have been destroyed. I'm looking at pictures here now. I'm glad that you cannot see them, but a picture is worth a thousand words, and I'm looking at the face of a 20-year-old young man who was trapped for 20 minutes in a fiery ammunition truck in Iraq. He was left with a very, very disfigured, burned face, hands, arms, and legs. And I'm looking at a picture of him smiling here. Hard to see that he's smiling. Hard to tell that he's smiling, but he is smiling. He's had over two dozen surgeries. And I want to quote what George Bush said back to his audience at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, just weeks ago. He said this: "The work in Iraq is difficult and it is dangerous. Like most Americans, I see the images of violence and bloodshed. Every picture is horrifying, and the suffering is real. Amid all this violence, I know Americans ask the question, is the sacrifice worth it?" Bush says, "It is worth it, and it is vital to the future security of our country," President George W. Bush. The president uttered these words before a friendly audience at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, not in front of a crowd of wounded U.S. troops. The official number of these troops is 16,155 wounded, although unofficial estimates range up to as many as 50,000 injured, wounded. It is easy for Mr. Bush and supporters of this war, both inside and outside the government, to say it's worth it. But perhaps we should get another opinion. Why don't we ask the wounded U.S. troops if they think it's worth it, the fight for democracy for the Arabs in Iraq? And I'm looking into the face of this dear brother of ours, folks, a very young man, 20 years of age. For the rest of his life, he'll be saying, "Was it worth it?" For the rest of his life, kids will laugh at him and call him Frankenstein or a freak. For the rest of his life, he will have to look at his face in the mirror in the morning. For the rest of his life, people will silently stare at him, thinking that he reminds them of someone they saw in a horror movie. Finding a girlfriend or even a job will be very, very difficult. Does he think the war in Iraq is worth the price of his face? I'm looking at another picture as I turn the page here, and once again, as a police officer, I've seen burned bodies, I've seen dead people, I've seen people cut up all ways from Sunday. I've seen the horror of death, folks, up close, smelled death. And so these pictures don't affect me as much as they would affect most of the listening audience out there, because here's another one of our brothers laying on a table in the emergency room at in Iraq. Looks like a tent. It is a tent, matter of fact. And there's a medic standing there. This is preliminary surgery to save his life. And both his hands are missing. Well, one of them is just hanging on by just sinews and looks like skin. But both his hands have been blown off, and his face has been blown up. He's got abdomen wounds, a right arm wound up at the forearm. This soldier lost his left hand and will probably lose his right arm, and I think there's no doubt about that. Does he think it's worth it? For the rest of his life, he'll not be able to open a door or to open a can of Coke. For the rest of his life, he will not be able to go to the bathroom by himself. For the rest of his life, he will not be able to turn on a radio or type an email, pick up his kids. He won't even have, if he does have any kids, that is, and having children, getting a wife will be very difficult. Does he think the war in Iraq is worth the price of his hands? And I have the picture here before me that if you saw it, it would certainly make you think deep, deep thoughts, folks, for this brother of ours laying on the table, fellow American here. And I turn the page, and I see a picture of another soldier whose feet are blown apart. His bare feet are there. The medic is holding his feet up in the air. One foot is gone. The heel is all that is there. And it's wounds that have not been bandaged. They're cleaning them at this moment. And the other foot is turned around, and there's nothing left but toes, some toes there. The rest of his toes are pointing up towards his chin, and his feet are gone, and they will have to be removed. Obviously, there's no way to rebuild these feet, folks. They're just gone, and the trauma that I'm looking at here would make the average person run into the restroom and throw up their lunch, breakfast, or dinner. It's horrific. This soldier will have to have his feet removed. Does he think the war is worth it for democracy, for the Arabs? For the rest of his life, he will not be able to walk or drive a car. For the rest of his life, he'll not be able to run, be able to participate in any sports. For the rest of his life, will he be confined to a wheelchair? We don't know. Running and playing with his kids is probably out, if he ever has any. Does he think the war in Iraq is worth the price of his feet? The Pentagon frowns on photographers and the press from seeing, watching, and taking photos of wounded U.S. troops arriving from Iraq via Ramstead Air Base in Germany and being transported to Walter Reed Army Medical Center in Bethesda, Maryland and Bethesda Naval Medical Center. What if the American people were allowed to see thousands of pictures of wounded U.S. troops, reality, instead of just the three I have included here? What if they could see the grieving parents, spouses, children, and friends that God sees? How quickly public opinion would be turned against Bush and his war for these internationalists? A month before Bush made his Fort Bragg speech in which he said the Iraq war was worth it, CNN, USA Today, Gallup polls recorded that 57% of those polls said that they did not believe it was worth going to war in Iraq, versus 41% who said it was. As more and more Americans conclude that the war is not worth it, both in lives and in dollars, Bush's approval rating keeps going down. But until that day comes, how many more faceless, handless, and footless soldiers will have to suffer? There's a group of U.S. troops that we can't ask about the war being worth it. They died for a lie. And I'm looking at the last picture here of all the coffins covered with American flags of our soldiers that have died, folks. Just wanted to make you think. Lawrence M. Vance, who sent this over to us, is a freelance writer and an adjunct instructor in accounting and economics at Pensacola Junior College in Pensacola, Florida. He's also the director of the Francis Whalen Institute. And we thank him for sending this over. Certainly makes us think, folks. Well, I could go on, but I won't. Let's go back to the phones now. We have callers on the phone. Paul, who's the first one up there? Barney in Maryland. Barney, welcome to the program.
Yeah, how you doing, Jack?
Just doing fine, brother.
You know, the powers granted to the federal government are enumerated, and I'd like to see somebody show me where the executive orders are enumerated in the Constitution.
They're not. You know that, Barney. They're unconstitutional.
Yeah.
They certainly are. Yeah.
And the war in Iraq is unconstitutional.
Indeed.
Or it would be a legal war. It has to be declared by both houses of Congress in joint session.
Very true.
And the country has to be in danger of insurrection or an invasion.
Yes.
And the National Guard.
Barney, you want to hold on or okay. We're up on a break. Hang on just a minute here.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Barney, we got 2 other callers. Go ahead and finish up, Barney.
All right, I'll make it quick.
Okay.
As far as I'm concerned, that boy that's mutilated, the whole bunch over there in Washington, D.C., don't even go up in value to him.
That's right. Amen to that.
And I'll let you go at that.
Thank you, Barney. Thank you. I hope you'll call back again, brother. Good points. Let's go to Rita in Texas. Rita, welcome to the program.
Hello, Officer McClam.
Hi.
I don't have any compassion for any of the guys that are going blindly overseas and getting involved in an unconstitutional law, unconstitutional war. If it's unconstitutional, it's illegal, it's a crime. And I also believe part of the solution to this problem is I think there needs to be exposure. I think back in the 1830s, there was a lot of exposure with regards to Freemasonry. And I'm of the belief that the military is under the control of the Judeo-Freemasonic criminal organization. They need to be flushed out, and they need to be eliminated. Until people start abiding by the law, the wages of sin is death. And Officer McClam, I'm right now gotten to the point. I go to my particular religious community in San Antonio, Texas, of which there were some military people there.
Yes.
And I decided, no, I'm not going to be a people-pleasing plastic person and consider my position, which may be truthful, although unpopular, it's still nevertheless, as I see it, truthful. And I confronted these military individuals, and I told them, I said that what they are doing is illegal, and it's not appreciated, and that as far as Bush is concerned, he's the American version of Adolf Hitler. He's invaded Iraq just like Hitler did in Poland, and they're just blindly following the daggum orders. So as far as I'm concerned, those guys are not Americans. They are not the Americans, and they insult the true honor of true American soldiers. As far as I'm concerned, they're criminals. They're not to be supported. The wages of sin are death. And I figure I'd rather they be shot over there than they doing the damage here in the United States.
Well, Rita, thank you for telling it like you believe it, sister. I appreciate that, okay?
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Take care now. Yes. Wow. I'll tell you, she doesn't cut us any slack. I was one of those tricked soldiers that went into the war with Vietnam, and I guess Rita's pretty tough there on our soldiers that don't have any idea what's going on. Let's go to Hartwell. In the state of Louisiana, Hartwell, how are you doing? Go right ahead, brother.
I'm just fine. I just wanted to call and let you know you was talking about looking at graphic pictures.
Yeah.
I've been trying to get people to watch George Riley's tape, Beyond Treason, and being the honest person that I am, I tell them that they have graphic pictures in it.
Okay.
And most of them tell me that they don't want to watch it because of the graphic pictures.
Uh-huh.
Now, one thing I see is that we are a nation of weak cowards. If people can't even handle these pictures in George Riley's state, they surely have to admit that they're weak cowards, wouldn't you say?
Well, when it's our brothers and sisters being blown up for unlawful purposes, brother, you are correct. I mean that we need to see the reality of this situation. And the reality is what I'm looking at in these pictures here. And every American needs to see these pictures as far as I'm concerned. And the ones that won't look at them are just whistling past the graveyard, brother. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you for calling in, brother. I hear the music back there. Hope you'll call back again.
God bless you and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much, Hartwell. Lord bless you too, brother. Well, folks, that's true. A lot of what Rita said is true, but I just want to say that we communicate every day with soldiers and police officers out there that have no idea what's going on, just like our private citizens have no idea. We need to share the information with them so they awaken and can make an honest choice based on reality. So, okay, thanks a lot, folks, for being here tonight. It's my pleasure to be with you, and God bless you, and I hope you have a good evening. Don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Good night.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.